Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Chasing Cars with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
You're on Money FM 89.3. Welcome to Chasing Cars. I'm Clarissa Montero from the Workday Afternoon. Today on the phone with us from Munich, we speak with Dr. Thomas Becker, Head of Sustainability and Mobility in the BMW Group, about the future of sustainability and mobility at BMW. Dr. Becker, a welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now, perhaps we can start with the uncompromising commitment to climate and environmental protection that your chairman of the board of management of BMW AG recently talked about. What does that truly mean for the buyers of BMW?
Well, it clearly means that as a company, we have the obligation to make our contribution to achieving the Paris Agreement's climate objectives, while at the same time giving to our customers exactly what they expect from us. So it's about the power of choice for the customer between a breadth of models, of vehicle concepts, and of drivetrains, while at the same time getting down our overall CO2 footprint. That's what it's all about at the end.
Okay. Now, does that mean that there will come a time when all BMW vehicles will no longer be powered by petrol engines?
Not necessarily. I mean, this is about the footprint of the entire fleet. Mm-hmm. And clearly, we have very different markets with very different customers with very different expectations. We will see places in the world where most, if not all, of the vehicles will be powered electric, while at the same time, there will be still others where you have a broader mix of drivetrains. So from our point of view, we are not at a point where we would say, okay, we discard any of the options at this point in time. It's a lot about policy making. It's a lot about consumer preferences. But we believe in giving customers the choice between different products, all of which are properly being cared for with a view to their sustainability.
Okay, so to some extent, getting behind the environmental protection, the Paris Agreement, etc., is necessary for all companies. But could you share with us some of the thinking behind the importance BMW is placing on the new fleet that you're designing and those environmental protections that you're incorporating in those designs?
Right. I mean, we have quite a tradition in that respect. I mean, we started with what we called efficient dynamics in 2007, 2008, where it was all about maintaining the driving pleasure, maintaining the driving dynamics, while at the same time getting fuel consumption down. And I think, and our customers confirm that, that we have been effective in so doing. That means that if we electrify the drivetrain, that obviously whatever comes out as a product needs still to feel and drive like a BMW. So in order to make also, for example, hybrids attractive, they need to have the kind of feel that a customer expects from BMW. So it's always about achieving different objectives, which may seemingly be totally contradictory, but we think you can get both ends together, reducing your CO2 footprint while still offering an attractive product.
Okay, as a BMW customer myself, what I look for in a BMW is an extremely good driving experience. A beautiful engine note, just basically a machine that makes me smile. Is that in line with everything else that you are trying to do and then with those environmental protections in mind as well?
Yes. Well, just take an example. I mean, if you take our 740 Li, mm-hmm. so a really huge sedan, which I think meets all requirements you can think of in terms of comfort, but also in terms of driving in a sporty manner, being a dynamic vehicle to drive. The current one emits 30% less CO2 than its predecessor, and I would hope it drives better than this one. So at the end of the day, this is what engineering is about at the moment, is getting the maximum in terms of driving pleasure out of a liter of fuel and out of a gram of CO2. And improving that ratio is what we strive to achieve.
Okay, let's talk about improving ratios. Emission reduction targets for 2020, the company has already in large part met. What would be the next targets over what period of time are you setting for yourselves?
Well, we have just been releasing, and our CEO did this himself last week, a new set of climate objectives for the year 2030. So we are not talking here about objectives on the far future where you could say, okay, this is about my successor to achieve. This is about what we decide today for the time horizon of the next generation of cars. 2030, we want to be down with our fleet CO2 emissions. This is now talking about the CO2 emissions of the product by 40%. We will be reducing the CO2 footprint of our own production by another 80%, and we will compensate the rest in terms of heating, for example, where green power, for example, is not an option to solve the issue. So from next year onwards, we will be able to say, if you buy a BMW, it's produced in a CO2-neutral manner. The third aspect, and this is crucial, namely if we look at electrification, is getting down the CO2 footprint of our entire supply chain. As you put more electric vehicles on the road, you have a higher share of CO2 emissions that you don't produce yourself as a car maker, that are not coming from the exhaust pipe, obviously, but which is produced when making steel, when making aluminum, and namely when producing the components for the electric drivetrain, namely the battery. So if we wouldn't do anything, these emissions would go up significantly. We want to turn that around and go down by 20% until 2030. So overall, we will reduce the CO2 footprint of the BMW group, the one we are responsible for, by 36% until the year 2030. And this brings us into the corridor that is defined by the Paris Agreement, meaning making a contribution to limiting temperature rise to a level between 1.5 and 1.75 degrees. This is what we set ourselves as objectives for this 10-year time horizon.
Okay, this objective sounds fantastic. Talk to us about the challenges reaching that target in 10 years will present for you.
Well, one of the huge challenges is obviously to work very closely with our suppliers in order to find the right ways to get CO2 emissions down. That means, for example, to use renewable power wherever possible, namely in those supplies which are highly energy intense. That means also, for example, to use to as high a share as possible recycled material, because, for example, recycled aluminum produces less CO2 than if it is produced from raw materials directly. So that is one of the huge challenges. And BMW, I think, has a tradition of working in partnership with our suppliers. And this is where we are engaging them right at the moment to identify those options which deliver a good ratio between CO2 saved and euros spent.
Right. We're speaking with Dr. Thomas Becker, Head of Sustainability and Mobility in the BMW Group. Now, BMW cars, as a car reviewer, particularly cars like the M3, the M5, they are world-renowned. They're fabulous driving machines. And top of reference is always their performance. How will these targets affect the design and the future of these performance cars? Will it at all, actually?
Well, we have, over the years, invested heavily in qualities of our vehicles, which both have a benefit from point of view of climate as well as driving dynamics. So lightweight, using modern materials, not only carbon fiber, but also carbon fiber, also in the metal sector, developing our architectures in a way that we get weight reduced is just one example where you get more driving dynamics, more torque, without necessarily increasing CO2. If we combine electric drivetrains in our plug-in hybrids with a petrol engine, we deliver acceleration, for example, which is highly attractive for the customer, while at the same time you have the option to hugely reduce CO2 by having high shares of electric driving, namely if you are in a place like Singapore where it is about commuting, where you have a very well-established charging infrastructure and where you can utilize the benefits of this drivetrain concept, just to name one example.
Right, okay. BMW sets the emission reduction targets for yourself. Could you tell us more about the accountability and compliance that you impose on yourselves?
Absolutely. We will commit ourselves to meet the criteria set up by what is called the Science-Based Target Initiative, where the metrics for commitments to meet the Paris Agreement are set down. We establish a comprehensive monitoring system where all the measures are properly accounted for, and as the first car maker, we will have an integrated report, meaning that we don't have a separate corporate report and a sustainability report, but that our overall annual report will include all the figures, all the facts on sustainability as well, and will be certified by our certified accountants exactly the same way as our business figures. So we will be able to demonstrate on a year-by-year basis in this comprehensive document how we are moving forward on the path towards Paris. So transparency is an essential part of what we are doing here.
Okay, and as a consumer, would we be updated about this compliance that you're imposing on yourselves? Is this public domain?
Yes, we will have, we publish all the aforementioned documents on the web. So this will be all publicly available, sure.
Okay, so total transparency is what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. We have nothing to hide, and to the contrary, we want to demonstrate that we are accountable for what we are doing.
All right. Now, before I let you go, based on the sustainability and environmental goals of the company and what have you, you are still BMW. So what does the perfect driving machine, the perfect BMW car, look like for in the future?
Well, it will feel at least as good as today's ones. It is going to have a leaner footprint looking at all the resources that go into it. It will be part of more closely closed loops of resources. So circular economy certainly is another topic for the future, and it will have a much lower CO2 footprint. But it will deliver exactly the kind of driving experience and joy of driving that you can rightly expect from us and that our customers pay for.
And how will it look? Will it still be as beautiful and as sexy as they have been in the past?
That's what I would strongly hope, and I'm confident that this will be the case. And knowing our designers, I think there's a lot to look forward to.
All right. We've been speaking with Dr. Thomas Becker, Head of Sustainability and Mobility in the BMW Group for Chasing Cars. Dr. Becker, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it very, very much.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Clarissa Montero for Money FM 89.3. This is Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.